the World Championship of Bass Fishing. The GEICO Bassmaster Classic, presented by GoPro, will return to Tulsa and Grand Lake the Cherokees for 2016, where over 106,000 fans attended in 2013. Total purse will be more than $1 million, with the winner receiving $300,000 in American cash. Only one Canadian has ever managed to qualify for this prestigious event since its inception in 1971. Well, until now.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Canada's own Charles Sim has qualified for the 2016 GEICO Bassmaster Classic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'll be talking to him on today's show. Mike Miller from Angler and Hunter Television drops by to talk about what inspired him to make his living outdoors and what to expect on a new season of Angler and Hunter Television in 2016. Plus, Greg Ferrant, manager of government affairs and policy with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, is here to chat about our newly elected federal government and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event, with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, Call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. The opportunity to compete, to represent your country, is the dream of many growing up. As adults, the passion of sport to win the final and hoist the trophy runs as deep as a child idolizing their favorite athlete. For competitive bass anglers, that crowning achievement is the Bassmaster Classic. And only one man from Canada, of course until now, has ever made it to the finals. That's Hank Gibson. In 1990, Hank pulled his boat from Keswick, Ontario, down to Richmond, Virginia, to fish in the 20th Bassmaster Classic on the James River. The lone Canadian in the tournament, Hank would finish 41st in a field that included Roland Martin, Jimmy Houston, and the champion, Rick Klun. It would only be the only classic that Hank ever qualified for, but in 8 years, he managed to earn about $46,000 in cash and prizes fishing bass tournaments. After retiring to Keswick, Ontario, and running Gibson's Kitchen, also known as Hank's Place, he welcomed anglers who would share stories of conquest and adventure. Hank became an honorary member of the Ontario Bass Federation Nation, exemplifying the skill and dedication to both the resource and the sport of bass fishing. Sadly, Hank Gibson passed away in 2001 at the age of 49 due to cancer. He left a legacy that Ontario Bass Federation Nation anglers continue to admire and strive for each year as they try to become the next angler to represent Canada in the finals. And you know what? In 2013 at Table Rock, 106,850 people attended the Bassmaster Classic. Well, I've got news for you. Joining me today is Charles Sim. Charles, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Randy. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come and be on your show.
Not a problem. So, this is a big deal. You know, we talk a lot about careers in the outdoors, and we don't talk a lot about making money at fishing, but you've been doing this for a while now. When did you start tournament fishing?
I joined the local Ottawa Bass Club, Ottawa Valley South Bassmasters, in 1999 as a non-boater. I actually grew up in Quebec, and bass aren't very popular in Quebec. We grew up fishing pike and walleye and lake trout and speckled trout, and it was only when I moved to Ontario at the age of 27-ish that I got really bit by the bass bug.
Yeah, and it's easy to do that because that whole competitive thing, and I think a lot of people don't realize the magnitude of this. I mean, the last time I checked, Bassmaster Magazine, closed subscription, 900,000 people. This is big-time stuff. So tell the listeners, I mean, you've qualified for the Bassmaster Classic. You're only the second Canadian in history to do this. How did this road, how was this journey taken? What did you have to go through to get from here down to there to qualify for this huge event?
Well, the Bassmaster Classic, I believe this year it's taking 55 anglers. 36 are from the Pro Tour ranks, the elites. About 9 are from the AAA ranks, the Bassmaster Opens. And there's 6 spots for Bass Nation anglers, which would be the kind of grassroots amateur ranks. And that's what I did, is I qualified through the the Bass Nation to grab one of those spots. It's actually about a two-year process. You start out in your local club, and from there you can graduate to the provincial qualifier. And our provincial qualifier to get me to this, to where I am now, was actually held on my home lake, Big Rito.
Okay.
In August of 2014. I won that and became part of a 12-man Team Ontario. From there, we advanced to the Eastern Divisionals, which were down on Connecticut River in Hartford, where there was a team aspect to the event, but there's also an individual aspect. And by beating the other 11 anglers on the team, I qualified for the Nationals,
okay,
which were held this past weekend. And, my God, the Nationals are like a mini-classic. The way it's run, the organization, the effort that the Bass staff put into it are amazing. And from the Nationals, there's actually six spots available at the Bassmaster Classic, one for each division. So within the Eastern Division, I had to beat the other eight anglers, plus one bonus angler, Paul Mueller, who won the event last year. He automatically got a buy into the event.
Okay.
And I just managed to barely scrape by him on the last day.
Yeah, but you did. You did,
I did.
Do it. And I wonder if our listeners have any idea of how many people you had to go past to get to where you are right now.
Well, they say the nation route is the most difficult route to take. If you figure there's, I'm going to get this number wrong, but it's probably about 200,000 members,
yep,
in the nation, and there's six spots in the Classic. So
that's there's some high odds there, that's for,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
More from Charles Sim and his road to the Geico Bassmaster Classic after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE stores. Get a good deal more. Your incredible Country Hardware store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at flemingcollege.ca.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Have you ever thought of fishing for a living? Well, you're listening to my chat with Charles Sim, the second only Canadian in history to qualify for the Bassmaster Classic.
So what did you do to, was there anything you figure you did differently than everybody else? Was there a magic lure or something like that that got you through?
I wish I could say it. There was. I mean, I was, just lots of research and time on the water and not giving up. I was actually quite far behind after the second day. I was about 4.75 pounds behind, and I made a gamble to an area where there was bigger fish, where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get a limit.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I had about a 12-pound bag, which up in Canada, a 12-pound bag is really
not much.
Quite poor. But in this particular body of water, it was actually pretty good.
Okay.
And it helped that that Paul stumbled a little bit. I mean, Paul's a great angler. He's fishing the Elite Series, and he just had a bad day, and I was there to capitalize on it.
That's cool. So you know what? High risk, high reward. A long road to where you're going, and now it's in March. You're going back down to the States. Whereabouts are you fishing, and what you talk about research. Obviously, there's going to be people fishing down there that fish these lakes all the time. This is something that's not new to you. You're going to all these new lakes. What are you doing to prepare, and how do you feel about this?
Well, that's a lot of questions.
A little overwhelmed?
First off, the Classic is being held on Grand Lake in just outside Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's funny, the only Classic I ever attended as a spectator was in 2013 at Grand Lake on Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow, interesting.
So it's kind of neat to go back as a competitor now.
Yeah.
But as far as research, I mean, the world we live in, there's so much information out there. The Internet... I really key in on past tournament results. Going into this, I want to know what's available. If it's going to take a 4-pound average to win and I'm catching 2.5-pounders, then obviously I need to adjust. Also, a lot of lakes in the U.S. have certain techniques that kind of excel on them. So I got to find out what really produces on this lake. For example, on the Ouachita River, it was dirtier water. So more of a reaction bait.
Right.
And, up here in Canada, I'm not much of a crankbait, spinnerbait guy, but down there, that's what I needed to throw to get the bites. And, you know, I was throwing around a little Jackall Bling 55 along with a Jackall spinnerbait, and I could honestly say, other than the time down there, I don't think I threw a spinnerbait or a crankbait here in Canada all summer.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got to, you've got to adapt, and there really is a science to this. I mean, I don't know if people realize that because, you know, they don't get this involved in it, but there really is a science to it. And now that you've made it to this pinnacle, what's involved? If you win this, what are we talking in dollars and cents here?
Wow, I'm winning the Bassmaster Classic is, it's almost unimaginable.
They say it's $1 million in endorsements.
Whether that's true, I don't know. I have never won it. I do know that the first place prize is $300,000.
Right.
And I believe it comes with a berth, an entry into the Elite Series, which I'd probably take. I'd probably have to do some serious life adjustments, but I would take that and try my hand on the Elite Tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still getting my head around everything. It's only been 4 or 5 days now, and you know, the emails and texts, they're still coming in. And
yeah, and they're going to come in more after the radio show.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know, I'm if you ask anybody that knows me, I'm really open, sometimes too open, but and available. So
that's
good. If any of your listeners have questions or want to talk, you can contact me through Facebook or through my website, charlesim.com.
Okay, charlesim.com. And you know what, listeners? Any of you who've even just competed in a weekend fishing derby up at the cottage, you'll know how exciting it can be, and you'll know what Charles has accomplished is a big thing. Only two Canadians, and of course, including him, Hank Gibson and Charles Sim, two people who've qualified for the Bassmaster Classic. And Canadians are going to be behind you on this. You know, a lot of us are going to come down and wave those flags. So sharpen those hooks and get ready, Charles.
Yeah, it's spectacular. I've heard from dozens of anglers that are planning their trips down already. I heard mention of a couple possible charter buses to go.
Yeah.
I mean, the support's going to be phenomenal, and I cannot mention enough how much I appreciate it.
Oh, that we certainly want to support you, and we're proud of you as a Canadian to accomplish this. And there again, 106,000 people at Table Rock. This is a big event. It involves a sportsman show. For any of you listeners who've always wanted to go, now's the time to go and cheer on Charles. Thank you so much, Charles, for giving us some time today.
Thanks for having me, Randy. It's been great.
All the best. I'll be watching you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Angler and Hunter Television's own Mike Miller is in studio after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Fishing and hunting, why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition, it's a passion, it's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine. And only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new Fishing and Hunting Pro Shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
So joining us today is Mike Miller, host of Angler and Hunter Television. And Mike's been in the outdoor industry for a long, long time. Mike, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio.
Yeah, I copied you.
Angler and Hunter TV. Now,
couldn't think of an original name.
No, for the people listening, though, think about this. You're hosting a radio show.
Yeah.
Owned and operated and run by the Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and I'm hosting the television program of the same name. And I think, you know, you kind of mentioned the fact that I've been in the industry a long time.
Yeah.
Now, for those listening, a long time could be 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years, or however old we're getting. But, you know, I think the year I might have been in grade 9 or 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. And a couple guys with a TV show came in and filmed an episode, and you were with these guys, and you were working at Barclays, I think, at the time.
Yeah,
and I was just a little stupid 14-year-old kid, and I was like, "Wow, man, these guys have got cameras, and they've come with their trucks and their boats, and they're fishing for a living. I'm going to do that." And I told my teacher that day, and you know my teacher, Abe Zwart.
Yeah,
he was my English teacher.
I was just talking to Abel 2 days ago.
Right, yeah, and he was a high school teacher.
Yeah.
And I told him I was going to do that for a living. And he was kind of like, you might want to worry, you know, stay in school, kid. But, you know, I don't know how many years that is, but probably about 30.
It was a while ago, eh?
30 years later, we're sitting here recording this program. So
so that started you off. I remember you, and I mean, you're talking about being 14 years old, probably not long after that. I ran a bass tournament series and TV series in Ontario, and you were a big part of that. You won some boats off of me, and I think along with that inspiration came the support of a lot of skill, because you never had the big rigs like the guys had, and you'd show up in those aluminum boats with, and I'm not trying to knock it, but some substandard equipment, and you always came in and either made the money or, yeah, you know, so there's some skill there, or just persistence beyond belief.
You know what? It's persistence beyond belief, and people, it's you know, everybody has a skill, right? You know, whether you're a baseball player or a football player or a writer or whatever you do, you know, but it's getting that skill recognized or using that skill to your advantage to make it somewhere. And that's what the persistence parts comes in. Like if you're not persistent, if you you might be able to hit a home run, but if you don't show enough people you can hit home runs, you're not going to get anywhere in life, right? So persistence, yeah. I mean, you talk about some of the substandard equipment. You know, I've been fortunate enough to, over the years, attain some pretty good sponsors. I mean, Lund has supported me for years and years now, but we filmed a show this year. It'll air in 2016. And I did a show with a longtime friend and another guy who has had a great fishing career in tournament fishing, who used a lot of substandard equipment. In fact, in one tournament back in the late 80s, he had a styrofoam cooler for a live well.
Uh-oh.
And his name's Jason Greentree.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah.
And me and Jason got together and we filmed a show this year. And boy, did we ever crunch some big largemouth.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason, awesome guy. I had the pleasure of training Jason and his son in hunter education and firearms as well. So it's a small world that way.
And that's what I mean. It's a very small world. I mean, and here's a couple of guys. I mean, you know, he's probably getting close to being able to retire. I think he works at General Motors. But here's a guy that's fished his whole life. He was an, you know, aspiring professional bass angler, and he's done very well. And we sort of had that, you know, same sort of path along life that we followed, and we both still love that aspect of fishing so much. So we went out and shot a show of us, you know, having a day in the boat, and we've never really fished together ever.
Yeah.
Yet on the podium, you know, I'd see him all the time in some of those tournaments at the weigh-ins, right? You know, he was winning lots of money back then, so.
And you know, it's easy to diminish, oh, yeah, tournament fishermen, blah, blah, blah. And you hear people, you hear negatives and everything in life. But what you're talking about, visibility and a real turning point, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because this is all about you, Mike. A turning point in your career was a tournament on Lake Scugog. It was a Pro-Am, and it was called the Fan 590 Pro-Am. And I competed in it. You did. One of our mutual good friends, Jim Manilakis, competed in it. Jim won the tournament. You came in second. I came in third. At the time, I was involved with another TV series. And one of the producers of that TV series came up to me and said, "What do you think about this Jim Manilakis guy, you know, being on our TV show? He seems to be quite the angler." And I said, "You know, Jim is an awesome angler." I said, "But you wouldn't want to overlook Mike either." And I'm not saying I inspired them to ask you, but I think it was shortly after that that you were hired for that show.
Yeah, I went on the reality program. I mean, I've done a lot in, like you. I mean, people don't see the backstories to a lot of people's careers. But, yeah, you know, I got to the point. I fished a bit of the EverStart series.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
Pretty
still
much
trying to make it all back.
Pretty much put an end to my tournament fishing career. I went on a reality show to try and get win myself a
with
a
Ethan
career.
Zahn from Survivor.
Exactly.
I remember
Roland Martin was there, and I mean, you know, I fared okay there, but again, I didn't get the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
And not long after that, I got hired into the TV business, but I forced my way in. I produced my own show back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And speaking of Jim Manilakis, Jim actually did an episode of Angler and Hunter TV with Rick Morgan around that same time of that tournament.
I think I remember that too, yeah.
So it exists somewhere. So Jimmy was actually on this show before I was ever on it.
We will return with more from Mike Miller and Angler and Hunter Television after these messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in a blink. Well, okay, well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95.
care enough to join today.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with the host of Angler and Hunter Television, Mike Miller.
But, like I said, you're talking about that event. I mean, competitive fishing, I don't know if there's anything more, I'm not going to say cutthroat, but in competitive fishing, I find that everybody out there, yes, they're in it for themselves, but at the end of the day, you know, if you get beaten by somebody or you lose the big game, the Blue Jays, for instance, there's always a conspiracy, you know, want Canada to win or they, whatever it might have been. So there was always some sort of a conspiracy out there because Jim and I did very well. And then, like you said, this Fan 590 tournament came up and, you know,
it was a proving ground, wasn't it?
Well, you know what? It was a pro-am, so you had to fish with a non-professional in your boat, and it was a one-day sort of shootout, and it was like, go get it. The winner takes all. So, you know, all the bets are off, and I'm now fishing against the guy I fished for the past two or three seasons with, so we sort of envisioned running into each other out there and sort of beating each other.
And you never ran into him at all?
Didn't see him.
I ran into you up there a couple of times.
Yeah, didn't see him once. And then, like you said, at the end of the day, you know, we were the last kind of two boats to weigh in. And he looked at me with this look in his face like, you know, how'd you do? And I did okay. You know, how'd you do? He said, oh, I did pretty good too.
Yeah.
And at one point, we even looked at each other and said, I said, well, do you want to split first and second?
Yeah, really?
You know, if you win and I win and I finish second or, you know, vice versa, do you want to split it? And Jim's wife said, Jimmy, don't do it. So anyway, we weighed in, and like you said, he beat me by just over a pound.
Yeah.
I can't remember what weight I had. It's a million years ago. And we ended up, you know, finishing first and second, which at the time was all we expected.
I'll give you a little inside story on that. We could go on with that, with some of these inside stories forever. But I weighed in just ahead of you two guys. And, of course, I let my amateur bring the fish up because, you know, this is new for them.
That's right.
He was actually a Durham cop, really nice guy. And he brought the fish up, and he came running back to the boat, and he goes, Randy, we're in first. We're in first place, buddy. We're in first. And I said to him, I said, you see the two boats behind us? He goes, yep. I said, those two guys are going to be first and second, and we're going to be third.
Funny, eh?
Because I know how well you guys fish.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's, you know, if you took me there now and said, go do it, I guarantee you, I would not be the guy, I'd be the first guy to weigh in, because it's like anything, right? I mean, when you're in your moment and things are going your way, that's why you're successful, right? But I mean...
So timing is a big thing.
Yeah.
And it's been a big thing in your career. Hitting those marks at the right times.
Exactly.
And getting, you know, and getting to where you are now, which, you know, speaking of Angler and Hunter television, what's your big highlight of the TV show, your career with Angler and Hunter TV? What was a big moment for you?
Well, you know what? I mean, obviously, 2011 was a big moment for me because I got a phone call from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, and they asked me to come and host this program. So in doing so, I'd like to think that, you know, we've taken the show to a whole new level. It's sort of rewarding for me because the production side of thing is, you know, what inspires me. It's not so much the hunting and fishing
and
anymore.
It is really, I mean, Brent does a great job and all the guys.
Yeah, things have really come along. You know, we're using drones and cranes and all sorts of cool stuff to get, 4K high definition shots. But all that aside, I mean, we're going into the fifth season here that I've been with the
already,
program,
eh?
Right? It's Jeez. Time flies. And I think one of the biggest successes, I mean, recently we've heard about the announcement of the return of the spring bear hunt to all wildlife management units in Ontario.
Big moment, yeah.
Right, and we spent the last two springs on bear hunts in Thunder Bay because there's only a few wildlife management units where you could hunt bear in the spring. So we traveled up there. You know, we had the Toronto Star come with us on a hunt to give it some exposure and share, you know, some insight into it that black bears aren't just a nuisance animal. They're actually a prized game animal that's very good to eat.
Yeah.
And this year, the episode we did is going to blow people's minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my highlight because, you know, not only did we harvest a very big bear, the footage we got of bears interacting with each other is just stellar.
Really?
Yeah.
So our listeners have to look forward to this.
Yeah, you got to tune into
that. Is this going to air in the new year, is it?
Yeah, it'll be about, I think it'll be about 3 weeks into January, that episode. But, I mean, you keep stay on the website and keep in touch with it and stuff like that, and you'll be able to watch for it. But it blew my mind the way these bears behave. Yeah. And, you know, you can see bear hunting videos online and stuff like that, and you say, wow, you know, that's quite an encounter. But we had some cameras in some pretty precarious positions, and we got up close and personal with these bears, and wow, just awesome. I mean,
neat.
Congratulations to the whole province, to everybody that's involved now that we're all going to be able to go bear hunting again, because shows like this are going to show people how incredible bear hunting actually is.
And that's cool. I mean, so our listeners have heard about this 14-year-old kid in grade 9, and now, you know, at the pinnacle of your career with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters, got this some great video and this new spring bear hunt. How do you top all that? What's in the future for Mike Miller? What, before you shut the door and sign off, what is the one thing that you want to do before that, you know, before your time's done?
Interesting, eh? It's going to go back to my roots. There's a tournament in Kenora. We talk about it all the time, but I don't think I'll ever put my fishing rods down or give up on my dream.
You do
of,
well up there.
And I want to win that tournament so bad.
Yeah.
You know, and it shows because I've competed in tournaments over the years since I've sort of taken a back seat and not competed as much. And my finishes aren't great, you know. My mind's not in it or whatever it is. But since that tournament, I fished, I think, the first time in 03 or 04. I almost every time I've gone, I've kind of top-10'd it, right? Because, like you said, persistence. My mind is telling me I can do it.
Yeah.
And eventually I'm going to do it. So
yeah,
that's it for me. If I win KBI, I'm going to hang up my hat and get out my house coat and sit on the porch and drink lemonade. I don't know.
That's great. So, and you know what? I think it's important for all of us to have goals, to learn how to work towards those goals and how to achieve them. And like we were talking before we started recording this conversation, once you've achieved them, you might want to have something in the locker.
You got that right.
Because after that, there ain't nothing, is there?
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of the bands out there that conquered the world and did stadium tours. Now they're just playing, you know, bars just to...
Cruises.
Yeah, doing stuff to fill their time in. But I mean, you know, there's a rock and roll saying, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll, but I mean, there's no such thing as an overnight success. I mean, and you and I both know that. I mean,
yeah,
you've seen in the past where
I've seen them come and go
fishing out of,
and you and your little aluminum boat fishing against 174 bass boats and still coming in top 10 and making
and
a good check.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. If you feel you can do something, you got to go after it, right?
You really do.
Because if you don't, you'll never know, right?
You'll never know. That's true.
So,
well, great insight, Mike. Good luck on next season. I'm sure we'll have you back in here to talk some more. And for you listeners, is it Angler Hunter TV? How do they find you on the web?
Yeah, ahtv.com.
Yeah.
Is the easiest way to go about doing it. Or look us up on Twitter or Facebook. The show schedules are all out there, and there's even a few pictures there that will tease you and let you.
Yeah, don't miss that bear hunt. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, buddy.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Greg Ferrant, Manager of Government Affairs and Policy, is in studio to chat about the newly elected federal government after these words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hey, Mike Miller here. No hunter wants to let the deer get the best of them. I mean, they may be strong, fast, agile, have a great sense of smell and excellent hearing, not to mention that they can leap out of sight in the blink. Well, that all sounds pretty tough to compete with. Luckily, Canadian Tire Pro Shops carry top-of-the-line gear that will help you outperform any deer, no matter how skilled they are. Canadian Tire. Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.99%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you could save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 and select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Well, these cables are shot. Can't believe we have to go all the way back to finish this job.
Wrong. I just bought my new satellite phone from Globalstar. I'll call the warehouse and have them bring us the parts while we keep working.
Come on. Satellite phones aren't cheap, and the airtime is brutal.
Wrong again. Globalstar has a free phone offer right now. Their airtime plans are very affordable, and the sound quality is awesome.
Wow. A free satellite phone, affordable airtime, and awesome sound? I'm getting a Globalstar phone tomorrow.
You finally got it right.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit globalstar.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news. As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink. 888-769-0030.
Do what you love. That's good advice, and it sounds easy, but the question is, how? The answer could be at the School of Environmental and Natural Resource Sciences at Fleming College in Lindsay. Choose from over 25 programs like Fish and Wildlife Technician, Conservation and Environmental Law Enforcement, or Aquaculture. It's the number one Canadian college for grads working in environmental and natural resources careers. Do what you love. Start by checking out your options at FlemingCollege.ca.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE Stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE Stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Greg Ferrant, Manager of Government Affairs and Policy with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
So we've just made it through yet another election, a federal election, I may add. New government in place. And I'm sure that our listeners, our outdoor enthusiasts, our hunters and anglers are interested in knowing what's in store or what could be in store for us with the newly elected Liberal government.
Well, obviously, any new government's of interest to anglers and hunters, to our members, to anybody who hunts and fishes both in Ontario and across the country. The OFAH is a nonpartisan organization, and we take great pride in the fact that we're able to work with all parties at both the federal and provincial levels of government. This new government presents some challenges, there's no doubt about it, and I don't mean challenges in a negative sense, but rather challenges of getting to know the new folks, getting to know the members of Parliament, because there's a vast number of new members of Parliament on all sides of the House, getting to know the new ministers, their staffs, the staff of the Prime Minister's office, and indeed the Prime Minister himself. We have some indications of where they're going on certain policies based on their responses to our election questionnaire that we put out to all the federal parties, and based on some discussions with them previously. The OFAH is part of a large group called the Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel, which is appointed by the federal government. We've already sent letters of congratulations out to all members of Parliament from Ontario, regardless of what party they represent. We've communicated with all of the new ministers who were placed in cabinet last week by the Prime Minister. Most particularly the Ministers of Environment, the Minister of Public Safety, Minister of Fisheries and Oceans, and the Ministers of Justice and Indigenous Affairs. Those are the five main files that are going to preoccupy our attention with the new government federally. And I expect that most of our time and attention and efforts will be spent on files that, are under the aegis of any one of those five ministers. We look forward to getting to know them and getting to know their staffs. Whether it's a spring bear hunt in Ontario or whether it's some sort of national fishing or hunting or firearms issue, it's important that we have the support of members, and we do. We have a very strong membership at OFAH, and strength in numbers has never been more true, and it'll be certainly true in terms of dealing with the new government and, you know, explaining to them, for those who don't know who OFAH is and how many people we represent and our passion for hunting, fishing, and conservation and of our natural resources.
And it's very difficult to make everybody happy, but we can assure you that everything we do is a positive towards keeping our outdoor recreation, our fish and wildlife, as healthy as it'll ever be. That's our goal. And if you're on our team, thank you very much. And if you're not, get on our team and we will certainly do the best job we can for you. Greg, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Randy, for having me again. I appreciate it.
Next week will be our final Angler and Hunter radio show for 2015. Special guests will include Leslie Goodwin, Editor-in-Chief of Ontario Out of Doors Magazine, and Angela Lombardo, Executive Director of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Until then, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter radio show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.